Hello, Aziz. How are you doing, my friend?
Hi there. I'm doing really great today. And I'm very happy to be in your show. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Aziz се чувства чудесно днес. Радва се, че е в нашето радиопредаване. Well, I have so many questions, but let's start with this one. It's been quite a while since your latest album, Tales of Etheria. So, when the next one's gonna be ready?
The next one is scheduled for late autumn, early winter. We scheduled it a few years earlier already, but changed some things. The most important is that we now have our own label to publish, so things are well, the work now is a lot more, and I have other imaginations about the new album. So I composed songs, but I deleted them. I rejected them, and because it should be a real it should not be the Tales of Etheria number 2. It should be an outstanding and individual Haggard album, and it's gonna be. So I was not satisfied for a long time, and the point is, when you have a record label behind you that pushes you, and you're gonna release an album every 2 years or so, or 3 years, with an own record label, you have a bigger freedom to really put the things like you want it. So it's quite a while, but the new album will be, well, some kind. It will be Haggard, but it will be, well, better, faster, harder. Yeah, right.
Попитах, Aziz, sorry, I need to translate this so people can understand. Okay. Последният албум на Haggard се казваше Tales of Etheria и излезе през далечната 2008. Кога ще получим новия? Всъщност много неща се случиха. Готов е, трябва да излезе в края на есента и началото на зимата, някъде там. В интерес на истината, очаквах и трябваше да се появи още преди 2-3 години, но много неща се промениха. Първо основахме собствен звукозаписна компания. Освен това, ми се промених нещата, свързани с въображението ми за отношение по отношение на този албум. Няма никакъв смисъл да направим Tales of Etheria част 2. За сметка на това, този албум наистина беше пренаписан отново и ще бъде по-бърз, по-силен, по-корав. А иначе, когато имаш звукозаписна компания, тя те кара да издаваш албум на всеки 2-3 години. Когато си със собствена фирма, тогава имаш по-голяма свобода. Yeah, so obviously you said there is more freedom when you have your own record label, but at the same time you have much more responsibilities and other paperwork and stuff to do. Please tell us, how many people you guys and girls go on stage these days?
We're gonna be 12 musicians, mm-hmm, on stage. The stage in the mixtape 5.
Yeah,
I think it can take it. So I was in the beginning, I scheduled the larger version, so with more classical musicians. But I think we have a problem bringing everybody on stage, and it's quite a while. The last time we played in Plovdiv with the orchestra, and with the Plovdiv orchestra, and I decided to, well, 12 musicians are some kind of the standard version. Mm-hmm. We're very excited to come to Bulgaria again, and you cannot imagine. I tried really many times to work something out, and it was important for me to have the next show in Sofia, in the capital. And we're very excited about this one, because, mm-hmm, we were waiting a lot of years for that, and in a few days it starts. And
the show, actually, you're bringing 12 musicians, because you got to be 12 on stage because the show is on the 12th. If it was on the 13th, you'll probably put 13. Lucky it's not on the 30th.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, the next time we're going to play on the 30th, yeah.
On, don't play on the 1st of June because it's going to be just you. Попитаха Азис всъщност колко души ще качват на сцената в момента. Той каза 12, можем и да имаме и по-голяма версия музиканти, но урязахме някои от класическите музиканти, защото на сцената на Mixtape 5 няма да можем вероятно да се сместим повече. Аз му казах 12, защото концертът е сега на 12, ако бях, ако беше на 13, сигурно 13, шегувахме се какво ли ще стане, ако има концерт на 30 или пък на 1, но всъщност той каза, спомням си концерта ни първия в Пловдив преди 6 години с Пловдивската филхармония. От тогава сме се опитвали неведнъж да се върнем в България, но така и не се получаваше. Настоявахме да се случи сега в София, в столицата. Така и ще бъде. I always was asking myself, but now it's time to ask you, where are your roots coming from? Aziz Nasseri is a very interesting name.
This is an Afghanian name. Mm-hmm. So my father comes from Afghanistan, my mother is from Germany. And I also have a second name, it's Christian, mm-hmm. but in Germany there are so many Christians, so... When you, that's right. Well, Aziz, and all of my friends, community, and the people that I communicate with, and my friends, and the guys I know, I'm the only Aziz in that. So, mm-hmm. so but there, Christian is a common German name, and
Too many.
I really like it because it's not an everyday name. Well, in Germany, okay.
Well, but they're coming more and more these days. So probably you would need to find another moniker very soon. Попитах го името Азис Насери, откъде идва. Той каза, корените ми са от Афганистан, баща ми оттам, майка ми е германка, обаче, а всъщност средното ми име е Кристиан, но има такива много в Германия, по този начин се отличавам. Аз съм единственият Азис и всички мои приятели ме познават под това име. Аз му казвам, да, ама все повече идват от тези места, така че вероятно скоро, за да продължиш да бъдеш оригинален, ще трябва да запазиш... Тоест да си намериш ново име. Well, basically, it's a very cosmopolitan thing, not just yourself, but the music of your band as well. Not just bringing all kinds of musicians, but also mixing a lot of sounds. Let's go back a bit for a second to this forthcoming New Haggard album.
Okay.
You said it's gonna be harder and faster, but were you tempted?
No. I mean, this was just a synonym for. I think it's the development. Mm-hmm. Our music developed, so it's not that we're gonna play grindcore now.
Uh-huh.
But here in Germany, you say, "Hey, harder, faster, better." Okay,
yeah.
So mm-hmm. it's just a synonym for
yeah, but still
music developed. Mm-hmm. To,
but still, were you tempted? Because the cliche says that the Haggard is a German neoclassical metal musical group. Did you put inside even more sounds than before?
Tell me what you mean with more sounds, more instruments, or more kinds of instruments?
More kinds of instruments.
Well, we have a chamber orchestra lineup. It means we have strings, we have winds, we have brass. Well, this is on the last album. There were two horns playing also,
mm-hmm.
and we have soprano, tenor, bass, and classical singers, and classical percussion. So it's some lineup you find, these instruments you find in every orchestra, and we don't work with exotic instruments on the next album. So there won't be an ukulele, and there won't be there won't be some kind of exotic stuff, but
tabla
there will be
or Indian
classical
stuff,
instruments and medieval instruments as well. There will not be some stuff like hurdy-gurdy or that kind of medieval that these medieval jump around bands do. So this is not this is it will be more more noble instruments in Renaissance, Baroque and classical condition, but it will be the composing is in my opinion, the composing is advanced than in the Tales of Eteria, because Tales of Eteria was kind of epic, you know. The Eppur Si Muove was chamber orchestra style, the classical parts. The Tales of Eteria was epic, so we also had an orchestra there and recorded with it. But the next one will be not so widescreen. It will be more detailed. There will be a lot more details, and of course there will be more German language, because it's about the Brothers Grimm, and also the fairy tales themselves are also connected to each other. So we didn't simply take, you know, the lyrics of the fairy tales and pressed it in the lyrics of a song. We modified them, and we also changed some stories. Well, I changed some stories. So maybe for the grim purists, this is like a blasphemy or stuff like that. For me, this is just logical, because we are not historically correct in our music. It means we take the 21st century music and combine it with the 16th, 17th, 18th century music. Means that we also modified the fairy tales a bit and connected them together. But there will be no exotic stuff. I mean, I'm singing in the death metal style and also in the normal style. So the Haggard trademarks will be kept. I know that there are bands who really want to invent the wheel again and really change everything, but this is not my intention. My intention is to take the things that matters Haggard. Of course, it matters Haggard, and to develop them and to make them better, and simply that.
Okay, so I will translate this.
Okay,
in a second. No worries. So thank you very much. Take your time. And I can't wait to see you in a couple of days in Bulgaria. Thanks again.
Hey, thanks also to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and thanks to our Bulgarian fans.
Thanks. See you very soon. Накрая адски дълго си говорихме, или по-точно аз го попитах, добре де, всъщност да се върнем към този предстоящ нов албум. Какво ще има в него? Беше ли изкусен да опитваш и да вкарваш още повече саунд и инструменти? Азис каза, не, всъщност какво имате предвид? Да вкарваме различни като тип инструменти или още повече. Ние всъщност имаме класически камерен оркестър, имаме струнни, духови, медни инструменти, имаме сопрано, тенор, бас вокали и така нататък. Няма да има укулеле или хърди-гърди, по-скоро по-благородни барокови и ренесансови инструменти. Много групи се опитват да звучат в всеки следващ албум да преоткриват колелото. Ние не сме от тях. Това не е моята амбиция. Искам да запазя духа на Haggard. И освен всичко, трябва да се знае, че този предстоящ нов албум взима приказките на братя Грим, но не директно взима текстовете. Там сме също така исторически некоректни. Ако има пористи на теб, братя Грим, за тях вероятно това ще бъде светотатство. Така виждаме ние нещата. Това беше Азис, певецът на Haggard. Може би трябваше да го питам дали е бил натъжен преди няколко седмици, когато почина кънтри звездата Мерл Haggard, но всъщност Азис Насери достатъчно неща ни разказа. Haggard на 12 май в София.